Hello, my name is Brian Dawson, and in the next few minutes I'm going to show you how graph serialization works using the Entity Framework with WCF. With Entity Framework, graph serialization will allow a program to return an entity and all the related items in a single return parameter. So WCF takes care of circular references and dealing with multiple entries through an object reference serialization scheme. So what I have here is I have a Visual Studio project, Visual Studio 2008 Service Pack 1, in which graph serialization is working. And I have a method here for get latest blog posting. So before I do that, I'm going to show you the model. It's a typical entity data model. I already have it ready to go. And it has a blog, and what I'm going to show you in the graph serialization is return the latest blog post with its blog, all the comments, and the people that wrote the comments. And I'm just going to return one blog post with that. So also, to enable graph serialization, there's a parameter on data contract attribute. So all of our code-generated classes come with this attribute, and it's isReference equals true. So that means that when there's multiple instances of a single instance of this item that's pointed to by multiple other entities, WCF will serialize just an object reference instead of the entire object in its entirety. So to go back to the code, so I have get latest blog posting. I'm going to do a using statement, north or my people entities, and travel entities equals new. So this just sends up the object context. And from there, I'm just going to do a link query blog post. I'm just going to input the post equals, we'll do a from, we'll just say blog BP and travel entities dot blog post dot include. So we're going to span in the comments and the people that wrote the comments dot person. And then we're also going to include the blog. And since we want to get we already have the blog post, the blog that came in, I'm going to just need to do a little where here. Where request a blog dot blog ID equals the blog post blog dot blog ID, and we're going to do an order by because we want to do, I want to get the latest dot blog date descending because I want to get the latest one. There could be a better ways of doing this, but this is how I'll do it. Select PP, and we're going to do first because I only want the single instance. From there, return post. So if I build it and then I just run it, so when I select it, it returns in the blog post, and with that it has the comments and the people that wrote it. So just a couple points of information. Graph serialization is turned on by default. So if you have lots of data in your graph, you're going to have a lot of data go back and forth, so you have to be conscious of that when you're doing your short-lived object contexts. Your IPOCO classes, if you decide to do your own, you need to add that attribute is reference equals true for the data contract attribute on top of the class. No tracking queries, just don't deal with identity resolution, so you're going to get duplicates just by the nature of the query that you've executed. And we don't do track changes in graph serialization. So if you have added or modified entities, when you serialize that, they'll all be unmodified and detached. And so when you reattach it, if you've made modifications, you're going to have to reapply changes to those properties. That's it. Thanks for watching and happy coding.